Hello, is this Florida Close Landscaping?
Yes.
Hi, I was looking for Sean Brown, please. My name is Ruben Goldstein. I'm calling with the Bank of Cardiff.
This is him.
Hey, Sean. Nice to meet you. You're working with Felix over here. I just wanted to reach out to you. I'm a senior underwriter. I understand there's an issue with you're looking for a slightly different pricing on your approval. Is now an okay time?
Yeah.
Perfect. Can you hear me okay? Is my number coming through? I'm assuming you're in the car because I kind of hear static.
Yeah, I'm driving.
Okay. Is the 9102 number showing up?
Yes.
All right, great. Well, my name's Ruben Goldstein. I understand that our sales department gave you some terms on a 12-month term, and that just wasn't working for you. And I understand you currently do have a loan through us that's being serviced by Winsett Capital. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. We've got you approved for a few different terms. I'm more than happy to find a solution here. Can you tell me what you're trying to accomplish?
Well, I was telling Felix is, you know, we don't really need more money, but we could use it to, you know, grow again, grow a little
okay.
more. But best thing I was telling him is I'd be willing to go another loan and refinance what I have, but it would have to get less. It would have to get cheaper.
Okay. Not a problem.
I'm paying $1,300 a month or a week right now.
Okay.
And I don't want to go anymore.
Gotcha. How's business going for you overall?
Pretty good. Very busy.
Okay. Gotcha. All right. So let's hopefully find a solution here. I've got a few different ways to kind of price your file out. If you have any questions, by the way, feel free to give me a call. So the first thing is, you know, you do have a good history with us. So has Felix gone over the loan amount we could give you or no? Have you guys just gone over pricing?
No, he told me they would do another 50, and that would be added to my 33. Total would be like 85,000. And then he said they would do a 12-month term. You know, that's the part that I'd rather just stick with what I got, pay it off, because 12 months go to 85 would jack my payment through the roof.
Okay, gotcha. In a perfect world, about how much capital would you be looking to net?
I told him beginning I was going to start with just 25.
Okay.
And then he said we could get a cheaper deal if we want more money.
Okay.
I don't have a set amount because, like I say, we're not in like desperate need of this. It's not like, oh, I need this to buy the next set of material.
Yeah, absolutely. So there's a few different ways that we could assist you. And I can actually give you some avenues that might be a little helpful. So the first thing is the loan amount. The max loan amount here is we could go up to $250,000 for you. So if you were looking to be able to use funds in a proactive manner, we could use, you get up to $250,000. Now, the way these loans work is you'd obviously have to pay off your existing balance. So if you looked at, say, if you looked at $250,000 and you had, and your current balance, I think it's around like 33 or so. Does that sound accurate?
Yeah, 33.
33. So if you looked at that, you could net close to $215,000, $217,000 in that ballpark. In terms of pricing, we can stretch the terms and obviously give you, you know, a very competitive offer. But one thing that I wouldn't want to do is I'm not in sales, so I don't want to kind of give you 20 different options. I'm not a big fan of that.
Right.
If the pricing works, can you use, I'm not a big fan of giving money to people they don't, there's no point in putting money in your bank account that, you know, are you paying any interest if the money doesn't help your business grow? Would an additional cash infusion of this size help your business grow?
I would never probably bite off that much at one time right now. Only
okay.
because, like I saw Felix, we don't know. We're growing every year. We've grown since 14, 15. Now this year is even better than 15. But I always leery of if that economy crashes again, you know, I don't want to be held with that kind of note out there.
Okay.
Okay.
So, as of right now, that would be way over more than I would want.
Okay.
Okay.
Second question for you. And I'm sorry, it's a little echoey here. In terms of, is your goal just to keep your weekly payment at that low level or lower? Or do you want me to throw some numbers out? I mean, I can throw numbers where you're netting 100,000 numbers or you're netting 50, or you can also come to me with like, hey, look, Ruben, my goal is to keep my payment at X. We can work both ways or one way. Do you have a preference?
Definitely want to, I told Felix at the beginning, I want my payment less. I don't want more of a payment.
Okay.
So that would be the first term. And then the other thing would be, I would want, now that I've developed a relationship, that was what was told to me when I did all this in the beginning, was once you guys see that we pay, you see our increase in revenue and this and that, that I would get a cheaper rate as far as interest payback. Now, I borrowed $50,000 and I'm paying $13,000 to borrow $50 in 1 year. So that's pretty high. But I get it, being new. I would assume that would drop as you knew you got a more of a guarantee on your loan.
Well, I think the way that our loan works is, and I think it's, there's, like I said, it's not fair to give you like a kind of a beating around the bush. The whole point of these loans are to grow and also to grow with your business. And I think due to the relationship, that's why we're approving $250,000. It sounds like your goal is to potentially get, not kind of overwhelm yourself with debt and get into a program where you can effectively manage, you know, cash flow better and kind of grow the relationship. But it also sounds like to me that you don't have a need in terms of or desire to take anything close to our approval level. You'd rather be a little more conservative, which I can understand. I think what I need to do is this. I need to give me a second here.
You know, I can see as my first thing at $50,000. I can see eventually maybe needing $100,000 to $125,000 or more, but I'm just not going to take that big step right off the bat.
Gotcha. Okay. And it sounds like to me the whole goal here is for you to get a longer term and potentially cheaper money, but something that just is not going to jack your payment up.
Correct. That's pretty much my main goal.
Okay.
Is to have a less payback, I guess basically cutting your interest, but and a longer payback term.
Okay. Gotcha.
Which both of those would lower my payment.
Okay. And in terms of, let me just kind of throw some numbers at you. Give me a second here. Give me a second. Are you looking for any equipment right now, by the way?
Well, like I was telling him, I get my equipment on zero interest, so it's really hard for you to compete with that.
Indeed it is. I don't think we can. I don't think we can. Okay. So what I need to do is I need to take a pen to paper, really look at your file in depth, come back to you with some numbers on what's really possible here, and then can you give me about 2 or 3 hours, and I'll circle back with you in about 2 or 3 hours?
Oh, yeah. No hurry.
Okay. And what did you use this loan for originally, by the way?
We actually used it. We had a lot of commercial jobs, and we used it to buy material at a cheaper price.
Okay.
You know, by not putting it on credit terms, we just said, you know, basically, you can cut 10% off the bill if you pay on delivery and stuff like that.
Out of curiosity, are you using the money for the same potential idea or a different idea right now, potentially?
It would be the same thing now. That's
okay.
What we would do again is, I have actually a couple big jobs coming up. They're about $500,000 jobs, and we'll probably buy the material the same way.
Now, when you buy the material, how much are you spending on material?
It just depends. I mean, $200,000 to $300,000 sometimes. It depends on
okay.
the job.
Okay. And so let's just say I'm just throwing a number out there for argument's sake. So if you net $50,000, what you would do is you would just take that $50,000, buy that material, and get that according savings really quick on that $50,000 of material. Is that accurate?
Yeah, if my material cost was $50,000 and I went to my supplier and said, look, I'll pay for it on delivery, will you cut 10%? That's $5,000 saving.
But what I'm saying is, let's say you're getting, you said $500,000 job, so, and you said potentially getting $300,000 of product. If you get $300,000 of product and you got a $50,000 from loan from us, you would just choose to do that for $50,000 of the purchase, not the whole $300,000. Am I accurate?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I can't do the whole thing. A lot of it's broken up into different suppliers. It's basically getting me new suppliers. The ones that I have credit terms with, that don't give me any better breaks, well, I'm not going to be in a big hurry to get them payment up front.
Okay.
It doesn't cost me anything, you know? As long as it's paid in 30 days, they don't care.
Yeah. So it sounds like you would use it. Let me just summarize. There are some opportunities for you for new jobs to buy material. You potentially can get 10% off on the order by paying up front, but your also concern is that it's not really costing you anything to keep everything on credit. This is more of an opportunity if you get the right amount of capital and you're comfortable with the terms. Is that correct?
Yeah, and then it opens my door up to being able to buy from more people that I don't have accounts with.
Okay. Last two questions, then I promise I'll let you go. If you buy all this material, how much money are you potentially, how much material would you like to buy in a perfect world? Is it that 50 grand? Is it 100 grand? Is it 300 grand? What potential amount would you be doing?
I really don't know because I do it job by job, and then we have to sit down and figure out who we're buying what material from.
Okay.
But I couldn't tell you that right off the top of my head.
No worries. Next question for you. How long does it take you to... If a lot of the reasons customers use these funds, it's simply about the math of flipping. And by that, I mean, if a customer is buying one, this is very, very, very common. I'm using it to buy inventory to take advantage of a discount. It's very rare for a customer who's buying inventory once in a year, who can flip it once per year to do a program like this, because the math doesn't make sense. Where the math often makes sense is how many times they're flipping in this time period and then matching that up to the loan. So if you buy inventory like this, obviously, you don't have a set job schedule. I'm sure there's kind of waves, so to speak. But about how many times per year or per quarter do you anticipate doing orders like this and flipping the cycle of money?
I would say probably, because I would do it on almost every big commercial job. I've done probably 4 or 5 already in the last 5 months. So I'm almost doing it every month. So
okay.
I'd be safe to say I'd probably flip it 8 to 10 times, I would think.
All right, 8 to 10 times. And is that in a year?
Yeah, I would say in a full year.
All right, give me a second.
Basically, I use that money, and then once I save it, I put it back in. I'll buy the next order, and I put it back, and I buy the next order.
All right. And then last question for you. Last one, I promise here. If you get access to more capital, I think this is a very need-based product or opportunity. Do you think that in your next commercial job, you might have the opportunity to buy $250,000 or $200,000 worth of goods, or is that number kind of indeterminate at this time and place?
Right now, ask me without the file in front of me, it would be hard to tell you.
Okay. Would it be able to...
I would say the job, I think, is about $600,000, and I would say we're going to spend at least $300,000 to $400,000 in material. So, yeah, I could flip the whole thing, but
okay. So let me do this.
It has to make sense, you know. It has to make sense as far as money wise. Okay, you take $250,000 of it, and I'm going to pay you back, you know, $350,000. It's got to be able to make me more than that to pay you back.
Okay, and what? And it sounds like you and Felix discussed just a smaller loan amount. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Here's my kind of summary, and I've been with our firm for 9.5 years. I'm assuming you wouldn't take it the wrong way if I speak to you just as honest as possible, correct?
No, I would appreciate it. I'm not trying to, I was talking to Felix about it. It's like, look, I'm not trying to, you know, bullshit you guys around or, you know, trying to hide money somewhere or do anything like that. I expect the same from you guys. I don't need it, but I can make it work.
Okay.
So
here's my 2 cents of what's really here's my 2 cents of, and I'm on the underwriting side now, but I actually do have my own book of business because I used to be on the sales side. So here's what I would tell you. Number one, I just need to kind of pour through your file. I'm not the individual credit officer who approved your file and kind of figure out some options for you. It sounds like you'd want to move forward with the loan if it makes sense for your business, and you have no intention of moving through the loan because you're not desperate. This is more of an opportunity, correct?
Correct. We could pay off your loan, the 33, right now if that was the...
Yeah, I know you can. I've seen your bank statements. I know you can. And you're not a combative person. I think you just want to make sure you've been through the recession. You're in Florida. We're in California. These are both states that suffered from the recession. And so you want to make sure that you're not kind of going in over your head or going leveraging yourself, correct?
Yeah, I'm very cautious. Let's put it that way. I'm scared about I want to grow. I want to put another crew on the road. There's a lot of things I want to do, but I've watched people do it. And then, you know, you get through 1 year of it and it's, everything tanks and
yeah.
Now you're left with all of that on your back. And you're like, basically you got to, you know, my company made it through the worst and I made it, you know, and I did that by not being foolish and jumping way out there.
And I think that makes you a person that, I sell debt for a living when I was on the sale, when I'm on my own customers, but I can understand what you're saying. You want to not go crazy, and just because someone offers you certain money doesn't mean you want to borrow that certain money, which I think makes sense. I think my idea here is there's three things that really need to be taken into account here. Number one, you want to see if you can leverage your relationship, which makes sense, for longer terms, and most importantly, maybe a better program. That's the first thing. I think the second thing is, and most importantly, if you borrow money, especially a larger amount of money, it has to make sense. Your business, yeah. Because there's a lot of money in and a lot of money out, it has to be, and I've had this conversation, I just actually had this conversation with one of my customers who's, I've done like 5 loans for in Maine, and they're borrowing capital, but we usually do equipment for them. They're in the stone business. They said, hey, look, this has to make sense. In order for me to do this, it could be risky for you guys, but his answer is like, I don't care. He's saying, if I borrow X number of dollars, I have to have it be basically a sure thing, or else it just doesn't make sense for me. And I think that's kind of the camp that you fall into. If you can justify the numbers, great. If you can't justify the numbers, then that is no, because you don't want to put yourself out. You want to do something that's an opportunity, but pretty much a sure thing based on the numbers you currently have. Correct?
Correct. Correct.
Yeah. Here's the one thing that I'd share with you. So, in terms of loan amounts, and I'm not going to go over all numbers now. I'm going to figure your loan out and give you a call back in about 3 hours, hopefully sooner. Number one, $250,000, it's a lot of money. It's a tremendous amount of money. And that number oftentimes terrifies business owners. And they go, oh my God, that is so much money. However, this amount of money, and I'm not trying to sell you a product here, there's no incentive for me to do so, it might make sense for your business, and here's the reason why. If you're doing a large commercial job, and you're potentially buying $250,000 to $300,000 of materials from other owners, it's one of the things you mentioned was, it's not costing me anything to just keep everything on credit terms, correct?
Correct.
The flip side is this, with $250,000 to $350,000, so if you don't buy, let's use a $200,000 example. I'm just going to use $200,000. If you keep $200,000 on credit terms, it's not costing you anything. The only opportunity you're potentially losing is that 10% savings. And 10% savings of $200,000 is about $20,000. However, based on what you're telling me, there's kind of a secret ingredient here for you. This $20,000, it's a lot of money. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
But it's not a lot of money relative to your business, your size, your revenues. And by that, I mean, it's not going to make or break you a $20,000 loss or gain. However, if you're flipping this money 10 times potentially a year and getting, I think, a step ahead of the curve with cash, because I'm sure your customers don't pay you on time, correct? I'm sure they're late and they're always paying with things. They want credit from you, correct, your customers?
My contractors I work for, yeah. I mean, we're supposed to be 30 days, and, you know, sometimes it'll drag to 45, 60. Definitely, okay. I've run into that before, and that's where it is nice to have some of that money sitting in your bank to hold you till you get your payment.
Correct. I think with your situation and your business, it's really about figuring, hey, look, if you potentially take down this amount of money, is it a sure thing? I'm not going to give you the answer to that because I need to look at the numbers. But based on what you're telling me, if you truly have the opportunity to flip this money multiple times, it is worth at least contemplating. And the simple reason is $20,000 a month times 10 months a year is $200,000. So while you're not necessarily costing you anything, because you don't have the appropriate cash, and no one I know has $200,000 of cash, because I'm assuming you're always plowing your money back into your business. Is that accurate?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I don't have any cash on hand.
So, and it's not a problem. This is the sign of a growing business. But there is a flip side. And the flip side is, if you can take your money from someone, such as Bank of Cardiff, and get ahead, get a month ahead, and have a specific plan for this money. You know, there's people that take our money, and God knows what they use on it. We're in the real world. But if you had a specific... believe me, we've seen bank statements with gambling accounts on them. We're not a... This is not our first rodeo. So I've learned that oftentimes people will tell me, they'll know what to say to me for me to sign off on their loan, but that doesn't mean they actually are using the money for said purposes. But it sounds like to me, if you got access to 200, 250K, it could potentially save you a tremendous amount of money because of the number of cycles. It's a lot of money, but it's something that I would just kind of encourage you and maybe take a look at your numbers, because just to give you a breakdown, with no incentive to push you in either direction, if you were doing this flip, if you told me, hey, Bank of Cardiff, I can do this flip three times a year, that's the most I feel. Not once a month, three times a year. Your savings would be 60 grand. The cost of the loan for 3 years on 200 grand, off the top of my head, it wouldn't be 60 grand, plus you write out the interest for tax purposes. But when you talk about 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 times a year, I would just encourage you to kind of put a number and think, hey, what am I not necessarily, it's not costing me anything, but what opportunity am I losing? But we're not going to push you in either direction. So,
let's say that $200,000 you're saying, a savings is $60,000, but then you got to take into account what my payback to you is. That $200,000, what are you charging me, you know, once it's paid back? Are you charging me at $60,000, then it's just like breaking even?
No, so what I'm using a very kind of an example with numbers that are completely different from the truth. So if you borrowed $200,000 and would your payback over a year be 60? No, it'd be less than that. And additionally, when you take in the tax advantage, because you're writing off interest, of course, then you're in a completely different ballgame. But that's on a 3-time cycle example. That's not on a 10-time cycle example. That's what I'm saying. If it was 3, you'd maybe be cutting it close. The numbers of 10, it's night and day. The other thing is this. I think what I'm going to do is what I've done for a lot of my customers is give you kind of my suggestion, because sometimes a year is used as a nice round number, but it's not the most appropriate. The most appropriate is always matching revenues to expenses. So your real cost of this product is this. You have 30 days to pay your vendors, correct?
Correct.
So if you look at, and we're just going to use 100 grand as an example because it's a nice round number. Use 100 grand and your option is get 90 now and save, you know, get, if you pay within 30 days, you get 100. If you pay up front, you get 90. That's correct, right?
I'm sorry, say that again.
If your vendor says, hey, look, here's 100 grand. Hold on 1 second. Give me 1 second, please. Oh, never mind. Call went to voicemail. If you get 100 grand and your vendor says, hey, look, I want you to pay in 30 days, it's going to cost you 100. But if you give the guy who delivers the product to you a check up front, he's only going to charge you 90. Is that accurate?
Yeah. Some cases. It doesn't work all the time, like I say.
Okay. So,
the other thing, I think I get where you're going with trying to educate me on a lot of it, which I appreciate. The other thing I have to look at is how many big commercial jobs I have on contract. Like when I took that $50,000 from you guys the first time, see, I already had on contract in my office, say, 8 jobs, you know, that I knew I could put those to work right away.
Correct.
Right now, I've got to be looking at you and say, okay, that $200,000, I got to be able to show that I have that much on my books to do right now, like within that year.
Yeah,
if I don't, it's not a guarantee, like you're saying, is what if I didn't get another commercial job that year? Now that money is actually going to cost me money.
Absolutely. That's an important thing. So what I would do, what I'm going to do is this, just to kind of give you an idea of cost. So the standard thing that I used to see was 210 net 30, which was, you know, a customer saying, hey, look, I get a 2% discount if I pay within 10 days. And I pay, you know, it's net 30 if I pay within 30 days. I think those days have kind of gone. A lot of the people that you buy from are always looking for credit. And so what I see as an industry average, and it really depends on the actual industry, the specific industry you're in, you have basically, you don't have 210 net 30. You have 10% off or net 30. That's it. And 0-10 or 110 net 30, which is 10% off. When you run a 210 net 30, the cost of that money is 2% per month. And so when someone's getting a 210 net 30 for this idea, the real numbers have to work out is that loan cost per month has to be under 2%, you know, not including any tax advantages, for it to make sense. I don't see that too much anymore. I see a lot of like 5-6 by inventory up front, net 30, which means the cost of that loan is 5 or 6%. Many customers are in they always want to pay these loans off quicker, so a lot of people want to do like a 5 or 6 month loan, but that sometimes is a lot of short-term debt. And what I explain to most of my customers is the most important thing is making sure that the cost of the loan on a monthly basis far exceeded by the savings you'd get. So in your specific case, and it's not a justification of the loan, it's just the numbers, your cost of your money is 10% a month. So I think the one thing I'd like you to do is this. When I put a pen to paper, if you can circle back and see how many construction jobs you have on the books, I think that's a really important thing, because you might look at your, you know, your upcoming jobs and say, hey, look, if the numbers are right, 200K work, you might talk to me in 2 hours and say, hey, look, I looked at my commercial work. There's no point in me committing to anything more than 100 right now because I just don't have that many jobs bankrolled and it wouldn't make sense to do it. That's a really important thing.
Correct. I agree.
So if you could do that, I'm going to get to work on your numbers and then holler back at you probably in about 2 hours, if that works for you.
Yeah, that'll work.
Perfect. Thank you so much for your time. Anything I can answer for you right now?
No, that's it for now. I'll get the office to pull up all of our contracts and to see how much money I'm got going to go out.
Perfect.
That's my easy thing. I can tell, okay, in the next 6 contracts, I'm going to shell out, you know, $200,000 or whatever.
Gotcha. Perfect.
All right. Just call me when you got something. We'll see how it goes.
That's awesome. Thank you so much for your time. I'm looking forward to finding a solution for you here.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.